touchdown, Aaron Ginther. 6 carries for 139 yards and one touchdown his first carry of the night for 73 yards. Austin Seltz, 2 carries for 23 yards for a touchdown as well as a turnover. Eli Kraft, the quarterback, 6 carries for 74 yards. Eli Kraft was 3 for 6 after completing his first 3 passes for 43 yards on the night. Colin Cook grabbed 1 for 23 yards. Aaron Ginther, 1 for 11. And Avery Wehner, 1 reception for 9 yards. Dave, out of those numbers, what do you see?
I see the big numbers on your stat sheet, Clark. I see 23-yard touchdown. I see 73-yard touchdown, 25-yard carry, 23-yard pass. Harbor Beach scores often, but they get big plays down the field. They're not too concerned with the 3- and 4-yard gains until they're trying to kill the clock. And even then, they have the ability to break loose for long touchdown plays. They did it early and often today. And when they do that, they are very difficult to beat. As USA found out tonight.
There were 17 different possessions in this game tonight. Only one possession resulted in more than 10 plays. USA, back in the second quarter, ran off about, I would say 7 minutes off the clock for 15 plays, and it resulted in turnover downs. Everything else was less than 10 plays each possession. Harbor Beach found themselves in the end zone a number of times tonight, and no possession over 9 plays.
Didn't waste much time, but again, when you attack the field and you get plays of 20 yards or more, and you get it quite often, it only takes you 2, 3, 4 minutes to score, and that's what Harbor Beach does best. Unfortunately, their defense spends a lot of time on the field. They get tired. A lot of teams in this area, especially USA, they like the wing tee, they like the ground and pound, they like 4 or 5 yards of carry, and their defense really has to work just as hard to get off the field, and they did a good job of that tonight.
In the overall series, this is the second straight victory for Harbor Beach over USA. Last year, they defeated the USA 56-0. This year, 42-6. For the overall record, Harbor Beach 25-15 against USA. It's really interesting to look at this overall record. There's been no longer win streak, more than 4 wins, since 1994. USA won 97 through 2000. Other than that, they've been flip-flopping nearly every year, basically every 2 years. It's a 2-game win streak for both teams in this one. So 25-15, we have an update from Ubley. We have Badax scoring, trailing Ubley by 2 points now, 34-32. Ubley over Badax by 2 with 3:56 left in the fourth quarter. Barn burner going on Ubley right now. Tonight's game was brought to you by Thumb Styler, Dice Insurance Agency, Randy's Hunting Star and Bad Axe, McDonald's Food and Family Center, Caddick Radiator and Air Conditioning in the east end of Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, More Motor Sales of Carroll, More Carolina Seawing, K&S Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach, USA Schools, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Committee to elect independent candidate Edward J. Canfield for state representative, and Elber Insurance Agency. Taylor phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved, reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction of or distribution on the Internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. So, like I said, this Sunday, don't miss it at 5:40 p.m. live on 102.1 FM. WLAW Sports is proud to present the MHSAA Selection Show. We've rounded up nearly every news medium from the area, including some Tailgater Sports here on the Daily Tribune. And yours truly and Dave Hansen will be there on Sunday for the MHSAA Selection Show, going on 5:40 p.m. live on 102.1 FM. We'll be announcing the playoff matchups and taking an in-depth look at the postseason this Sunday at 102.1 FM at 5:40 p.m. Do not miss it. Mark it down your calendars. Do whatever you need to do and tune in. Dave, final thoughts for tonight.
We've seen a pretty good game tonight, Clark. Harbor Beach, very impressive tonight. USA did not play poorly by any means, just not enough weapons to hang on with the style of offense Harbor Beach runs and their quickness on defense. So looking forward to see Harbor Beach in the playoffs, and best of luck to them, and a nice season by USA as well, very close to making the playoffs themselves.
And Harbor Beach advances to the playoffs once again at 8-1 on the season. So I would like to thank everyone for listening tonight. I'm part of the WIW Sports Broadcasting team, back in the studio pushing all the buttons. That would be Jason Scott doing the numbers tonight for us. That's Kylie Kamowski. Very much thanks to that one, as always. Doing the color commentary tonight, the true professional, that's Dave Hansen. And I'm Clark Ramsey. producer and host of tonight's broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We'll once again listen in on Sunday at 5:40 p.m. at 102.1 FM for the Selection Show. In the meantime, enjoy your weekend and go Green!